welcome back. How was your summer? Blind Bargains 189, the end of August, beginning September 2019. I'm JJ. That's JoJo. How was your summer vacation?
It was, it's one of those times where you say, no, you're moving the calendar too fast. No, we're not even halfway through the year. Well, now we're more than halfway through the year, and all the news comes at us over the next 3 months.
So that doesn't mean you can mention, no pumpkin anything, no pumpkins yet.
No, I'm avoiding all that, what was it, the pumpkin spice, cold brew, cream.
No, we need to bleep out the P word.
What about the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Okay, that P word might be okay. And maybe
that was a big hit for the summer. And speaking of summer,
summer. Yes. A lot coming up this week. Joe talks Ira with Greg, and we'll explain why. Hey, yes, Ira is back in the news once again. We'll get to that in a minute. Get the door. It's a lawsuit. And somehow combining, I don't know what this burger is, but maybe we can combine it with some orange dust.
I don't know, but I'd like to thank our fans for pointing these out to us. It makes our jobs that much easier.
I don't know what that says. Yeah, I'm not sure what that says about it.
We have developed a reputation, and it is far and wide and aware amongst all of our friends of what we possibly can and cannot do. That is very, very scary. Oh, man. Hey, but I will tell you, with all the things that have been happening, we've gone through the news and picked out some curated stories. There was more stuff that happened. Head on over to Top Tech Tidbits over there. Dean has a good idea of what happened while we were gone as well. And of course, you can always go back to my Twitter feed, which has a bunch of crap in it. So
this is how we get lots of news, right? Just don't do shows for a month at a time. And now we suddenly have enough news.
Right. Like NVDA releasing a new update that works. Well, I'm using it right now. In fact, been using it with Chrome, enjoying my Chrome support with NVDA 2019.2.
So almost what's more news here is not this update, which does a few extra things. If you have focus displays, for instance, that now will be auto detected. That's cool. And a lot of other various improvements, but it's what's on the horizon. To put it in simple terms, I don't know how you do this, but we'll try. So NVDA is written in a language called Python. It's a programming language. It's very popular. At some point, and the point is now soon, NVDA is going to move from Python version 2, which has been around for many, many years, to Python version 3. As a regular screen reader user, this will affect you none, except for maybe if you have some add-ons that were written in Python 2 that will need to be updated. Now, many of the major ones are going to be just fine. We checked in both with Code Factory and Tiflotechia. Technically, I can never say them, but the those are both the speech major speech add-ons that are available for Vocalizer and Eloquence. You know, the legal paid ones that is are going to be updated, and we've got confirmation from those sources. If you have 2019.2, you're fine. So there's no worry at the moment. Stay tuned later this fall as more of this shakes out. But, you know, anything that's recent will be updated, I'm sure. Anything that's currently actively being developed add-on-wise, I'm sure will come along for the ride. So the majors, if not,
they'll soon find out from all of the users.
Yes, they will hear. Yes. Yeah, if there's a week where it doesn't work, you will hear a whole bunch of things. And then suddenly some of those ones that we've talked about over the years will be updated. So stay tuned for that. But then, of course, the latest one up there, 2019.2. NVDA Con is coming up, I believe, soon as well, right?
I have been out of the loop, and I can't remember if it did or did not happen.
No. Let's see. The last day to submit topics.
You got it on the calendar?
Well, the last day to submit topics is the 31st, right as this show is coming out.
Okay.
So the conference is later this year, and I'm trying to see the exact date, but so it's coming up later this year.
I remember it was as the summer. I don't know. I don't think of it as a fall event for some reason.
Well, they moved it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really cool. I mean, lots of things going on with NVDA, and of course, we can go back in history and find some of the podcasts that we've done, the roundtables around CSUN, taking full advantage of Shelly's setup of 5 million microphones, because we need it for all of them as they keep growing. And very cool. So we really appreciate it. If you're on the other side of the fence.
JAWS.
Yeah.
JAWS did some updates as well. Probably by the time you're hearing this, the September/end of August updates, they seem to be happening at the end of the month. We'll be rolling out, but these are worth a mention because they're fixing some things like Skype. Hooray! Probably Skype or Microsoft Teams. Of course, there's also some fixes for Windows 10 start menu bugs and some silly application called Slack, whatever that is.
Yeah, no, we forget about that. What is Slack?
Anyway, yeah, well, you wrote an article about it in Access World. I can't really ignore it.
I did. Yes, it exists. And you can go there and look at that. Slack is a team communication app. If you're not familiar, we use it here on Blind Bargains, and we use it at AT Guys as well. Fixes for Outlook. You know, again, free update. So you might as well just stay up to date to these things, because if you ever call tech support, that's the first question they're going to ask you. Do you have the latest version?
Also, if you are silly enough to run Windows Insider builds, be aware that there are some issues that are going to work their way through as Microsoft turns the corner to releasing another version of Windows 10 later this year. This is kind of the time where it's uncomfortable to be a beta tester. I say running Insider builds on my Xbox, my Windows machine, and iOS 13.1 on my phone. So those are fun times, let me tell you. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, I do is I turn in bugs as these things happen. I'm nowhere near a crazy code monkey. I don't have a lot of experience in programming, but I can say that most of the work that I'm doing, I'm giving back to the community and I'm helping. Most people who I know in my circle usually do this as well. Unfortunately, there are some people who have really good skills out there doing things for nefarious reasons. So this article here is from Envision AI, and it's called Cracking Down on the Crackers. And it talks about how people were cracking Envision AI and what they plan to do about it. And it's really sad that we have to bring this up into the news. I really don't like it. We've had this conversation on BBQ before,
yep,
but I think it's time to reiterate it once again. Stop doing this. Put your code skills to better uses than cracking paid programs where they're trying to provide services to other people. And then, better yet, in this particular case, don't go on YouTube and give a step-by-step instruction manual of how to crack a paid app. How you just did it.
Yeah, that part's even more ridiculous. Look, I mean, I've looked back through my history of life, you know, in computers, and, you know, 20 years ago as a teenager, you know, there were certainly some mainstream programs that I commandeered here and there. You know, I'm not going to lie. We're not going to be above or hell. I've never done this ever, because, you know, it's this kind of thing. It just seems like the easy thing to do. Why would I have to pay for this program when I can just get on a torrent or get on whatever we were using back then and it would appear for free? But, you know, when you see the other side of that, especially a startup like Envision AI has very limited resources, you see how many of these companies end up going out of business because not enough people bought their product. And when you're cutting in on a very limited pie by giving away software, by cracking software, you're hurting us, is what you're doing there. And I don't know. And I know we're not going to convince everyone. Some people are just going to do it no matter what. If price is an issue, they say on their blog, look, there are people and organizations that might be willing to help fund. They've been doing several different sales over time, so there's lots of different ways.
Amazing summer sale.
Absolutely.
Like 75% off. I bought a lifetime subscription, so yeah. Did Ricky. Ricky converted from a monthly user to a lifetime subscriber. By the way, there is an issue with that. So if you did jump in on their upgrade sale and you went from
iOS,
kind of monthly or yearly on iOS and went to a lifetime subscription, you want to go in there and cancel that the monthly.
So you don't pay for both.
So you don't get double charged. But but I mean, we're talking about $38 by the time it was all done with 75% off. That is incredible.
That's
for
amazing.
An app that's actively produced.
And if you can't afford it, the answer is not to steal it. The answer is to save up enough money until you can, or ask someone to help you pay for it. Because, you know, like I said, you're only hurting us by doing that. And if you want to see these apps continue to develop and you want more features, developers have to be paid. And that's the only way it's going to happen. So willingly trying to steal an app. We start our piece,
We've done this before, and we'll probably end up doing it again, but please, far and wide.
Let me slip this in, because we were going to do this at the beginning, but it wasn't written down, so then we didn't. But this would be a good time to do it, because one thing you don't have to steal at all right now, Joe's going to talk to Greg Stilson later about this, but one of the big things that happened this month was Ira adding free calls, 5-minute calls. No limit at the moment on the number of 5-minute calls. We'll see how long that particular thing lasts. Yeah, I'm walking 5 minutes further down the street.
Greg addresses that during the interview.
I'm sure he does. Definitely. So definitely stay tuned for more of that. There's a lot of different things going on, but with Ira, but that is one of the big ones. The free 5-minute calls, which I been using for a lot of different small tasks and accomplish in addition with everything else. So just wanted to mention that quickly. And if you want to hear more about that, and you should, stay tuned a little later on. You can do that. In fact, I had to use Ira today for the annoying sign-up form on CBS All Access.
Did you now?
I did.
You know, I stopped using CBS All Access because they weren't providing audio description on things like Star Trek Discovery or some of their other programs. I understand that it's been produced because Star Trek Discovery on Netflix, which is a partnership between Netflix and CBS All Access, has audio description. So does Twilight Zone
in other countries.
Other shows that they produce. Yep.
Yeah. So
not here where it's produced. No. But that may be changing.
It might be. There has been some initial reports from the audio description project that CBS All Access may be the latest to be adding audio described content. Nothing official at the moment. I've tried. So I tried signing up for a trial. Which I now have, but not very useful. The web interface plays episodes, but does not give me an accessible player. iOS and Android do not give me options.
You need my Apple TV? I'm not using it at the moment. I'll send you my Apple TV.
Oh, no. Why don't you just plug it in and let us know? The iOS app, I went into the void, the settings, accessibility, turned on audio described content, and no, that didn't do anything either. So maybe I'm missing things. And I know it's not all shows. So we'll kind of keep our eyes and ears on this one. If you have it working, and let us know, feedback@blindbargains.com, and let us know where you're finding it. But there's lots of things that are becoming audio described. Paramount describing a whole bunch of older movies, which is really cool. Because sometimes the newer stuff is the only thing that gets described. But, I can go back and get Indiana Jones or Forrest Gump or things like that. So that's really cool. They're doing that. A lot more content out there. A lot more than not.
And if you own those movies, like through iTunes and stuff, they actually retroactively get it. So in a lot of cases, cool. You don't have to buy the latest version. You just have to look at your iTunes and see. And it may not be updated within the iTunes description. You may actually just have to launch the movie to see.
One thing that does work on my Android phone currently, this is new-ish. I don't know exactly when it came in. We finally on Pixel, hopefully other devices soon, can do, hey, G, turn on TalkBack as a voice command or turn off TalkBack.
What? So hooray.
It's one of those things that should have been there many years ago. This. Yes. Should have been there many years ago.
This is another one, though.
But it's there.
Yeah. It's just so weird the way things are working out. Like, Lookout wasn't on all the Google phones at first. And I don't know. Now. It just seems kind of staggered. Yeah. But it's good that it's out there and that more things are coming in parody. Pie gestures are the biggest thing that I saw over the holiday. Summer about people having a discussion about the Android 10, we lose the names of things.
Yeah, no quiche.
More sweetie names for Android names.
Yeah, it's gone. And the gestures you can turn off, by the way, if you don't want to. You can go back to the older buttons and such. So, but these things are kind of filtering down new features here and there. You can use your Google Doc to track all this stuff. And then...
Yeah.
Is this going to be the thing that convinces you to switch from Dropbox to Google Docs, Joe? Probably not.
I mentioned Slack on this episode. Isn't that enough? Haven't I given?
I've only been trying for 189 episodes.
Given you more. you refused my Apple TV. I'm not taking your Google Sheets.
All right, I'll take your Apple TV if you give me Google Docs.
There you go. Totally.
Sounds like a fair trade.
So there's some updates that came out. This made some mainstream news. That's why it's particularly here in this portion of our program. Because G Suite kind of has a lot of stuff going on and we rarely talk about it. I think the last time we in-depthly talked about G Suite was 2018. In-depthly. Indubitably. In-depthly.
Live edits essentially... The way I understand it, it lets you kind of go to a sidebar panel and you can see who's making what changes to what, because that's certainly one of the harder things, especially on a larger document. you know,
new track changes.
Well, yes, exactly. Well, okay, you know, we have an internal CSUN document that we use, that we've used for a few years to track, you know, who's interviewing what and where and when. And after a while, it's like, okay, who updated it on page 4? And so I think that will make that a whole much more useful. That way you can actually go in and just look at the live edits. Oh, if it's more a magnifier company, Shelly went to it. But
it's probably Shelly.
It's probably Shelly. Maybe Scott. But the live edits will certainly make that a lot more useful. So definitely appreciate things like that. There's still things to do. I noticed just some simple things. I had no keyboard echo with Google Docs on Android. I'm not sure if it's me or them, but that's...
Yeah, and no, it happens in some screen magnification products as well, depending on what browser you're doing it in. But yeah, that also is a thing that can happen. And it's funny because I was talking to Ricky this morning about this. I notice certain things in NVDA with headings that I don't notice with Narrator, and Narrator reads some things heading wise that NVDA does not catch in Chrome. So it really does become one of those where you're testing in a certain browser with a certain screen reader in that particular web app in order to get a good idea of what is working and what is not working. It's again, left hand on blue. It's AT Twister, everybody. You know what could be worse though? Is that as much as we think that it would be good if the universe gave us a web that was accessible and everybody agreed that there were standards and everything was going to be all fine and hunky-dory and we wouldn't have to rely on litigation to get that to happen. It's a dream, isn't it? It's a real dream. Well, that dream could be totally poked or maybe smashed by Domino's, of all people. Domino's
is sliced.
Oh, like it. Domino's is putting their pepperonis on all the different things in the world that is involving web accessibility because they're taking a case that may be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, to give you a bit of a primer here, in 2016, a gentleman was trying to utilize the Domino's website to order a pizza, and he tried multiple times and was unsuccessful and pursued a lawsuit in the local courts and worked his way up through the federal courts about Domino's. Now, Domino's says that they were waiting for the Department of Justice to give them and other businesses ideas about how they were supposed to make the web accessible. And this goes back to 2010. Those rules and regulations and guidelines never happened. They never actually showed up. So a lot of businesses prepared for accessibility that never came, or so they said. The DOJ has said, well, look, you got things like WCAG and W3C, and people are doing this kind of stuff. So if you're actually following this, we shouldn't have to get involved. Domino says that that is a moving of the goalpost, that everything is constantly in flux, and how can they meet the needs if they're not specifically stated and laid out? Because ADA, at its heart, is about meeting the needs of the request. Enter into the idea that we have many unfortunate situations where people are doing the drive-by lawsuit. In fact, there was one that was in Florida just recently where a judge said, hey, look, enough Title III lawsuits from this one particular judge with this one particular gentleman who's deaf, because he was going around suing 59 different gas stations for not having captions on the commercials that were on the gas pumps. I'm serious. That was a lawsuit. These suits are beyond blindness. These suits are about web accessibility for most disabilities. And Domino's has said, okay, that's it. We're done. We have the support of a lot of people in the business community, and we want the Supreme Court to tell us what is or is not our rights for accessibility. And the good scenario is that this could work, and this could actually provide us a more stable and more accessible web for all disabilities, not just blindness. The nightmare scenario is that they side with Domino's and say, well, yeah, you know what? You don't have to. Even though you may have a storefront, which is in the physical world, which does fall under ADA, that doesn't extend to the web. The web is not a physical storefront. Therefore, there's no ADA accommodations needed. So, yeah, go for it.
So let's explore that for a second, because so Domino's makes a point, and I'm not going to say it's a valid point, but yes, the DOJ not coming up with some sort of guidelines is very unfortunate, something that happened in 2017. after our dear president came into being. But so that is a current decision that's not changing anytime soon. Of course, Congress or somebody could come in and amend the ADA or whatever, but that's not happening anytime.
It almost happened. We mm-hmm. actually talked about it on this show about how the ADA yep. was under attack there for a while.
Well, under attack in a bad way. But, you know, there's multiple possibilities. So, right. If the Supreme Court rules with, you know, accessibility, then that goes a long way. And of course, a lot of sweeping changes will then come into effect. If they rule the other way, it will seem like a death sentence and it will be a deep blow at first. But it may also be the impetus for having some sort of update to the ADA, which is probably needed anyway. So I'm obviously not hoping for the latter.
When this was under attack a couple of years ago, when we talked about it on the show, was that it didn't cover things like this. It did need some kind of oversight, but in a lot of cases, nobody wants to be that entity that puts it forward or takes a stand. And that's kind of a
bad thing. And I'd be curious hearing from disability lawyers, and they may or may not want to go on the record at this point about this, about whether they feel the Domino's case is the one that we wanted to go to the Supreme Court, because I'm sure there's probably some mixed feelings on, you know, because you want as much of a rock solid case as possible to be the one that lands. That's usually part of the strategy. So we'll definitely see how this.
But there was a lot of organizations that ran with this, and Gadget, Gizmodo, The Verge. This is one from Axios. But if you look up Domino's and web accessibility, you'll get a string of articles out there. And a lot of them interviewed Lainey Feingold about this. So that's one of the people I would turn to review or give information about this particular thing. And even if the Supreme Court says, hey, we don't want to hear this, forget it, we don't want to touch it, it goes back to the lower courts, and the lower courts are kind of in favor of web accessibility.
Yeah, so if the Supreme Court does not hear us, that's a win for us.
Yeah. Of course, you know, do some research. This is a changing topic. There'll be more articles about it. And I can say that if you are curious or want to know more, do that. If you're upset with Domino's for whatever reason, you can go through the whole Uber situation of delete Domino's from your phone or ban Domino's. But you're going to run out of organizations out there because some other food chains out there might not agree with your political landscape, our stance, or the way that you view world, too.
I don't need to order Domino's anymore. I'm good on them.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Not really missing much on that one.
I
love
their Pacific veggie. I really like it because it's got feta cheese and stuff on it, but I've got a bunch of local pizza places to support here in the Charlotte area. Now, another way you can help make web accessibility better, Jay and I got into a big debate about this last year, so I said I wouldn't do it this year. Survey of the week, part one.
We're gonna just go back to the old show. AIM
survey. Yes, you can actually. It was a classic. We hadn't had a good debate like that in a really long time. But so WebAIM, for good or bad, is doing their survey.
I'm gonna still do it.
A lot of people base their decisions off of some of the things that come out of the survey.
Yeah, especially screen reader and browser combinations. Like you often see, it used to be JAWS and Internet Explorer, NVDA and Firefox. Obviously, that's changed now. IE is kind of out of the fold, but that's where a lot of that comes from.
Edge in there. Edge is going to sneak in there. Watch.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming it's in the choices now, so, you know, because it's obviously, I mean, WindowWise was still being used some in 2017,
yes, it was.
And I still once in a while see someone who's still trying to hold on to it. Cute, but
sure. And for those of you who need just a quick kind of primer, this was kind of what we talked about last year. It was also a spiritual social movement to get WindowWise to look higher on the survey by WindowWise users. So that's where some of the conversation.
And the screen readers are going to add Jay and I. Yeah, it's going to be a little weighted.
Slanted?
Yeah. But you can go back to Blind Bargains Cast 117. Skewed? And you can...
Oh, no. He was doing the search while we talked. Oh, no.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's kind of like a museum. It's the archives. He's got to dig deep.
Damn, you are search engine in our archives. Damn.
Sometimes it works. especially in, what is this?
You can flip back to that. Here are qualms, both positive and negative, for this. However, it doesn't negate the idea that this is the only kind of information, as Jay pointed out last year, so I'm giving him credit.
It's 2 years ago.
That we have for things like that. Was it 2 years ago? Wow. It went by last year and I didn't say anything? That's unlike me. That's so unlike me. Huh.
Oh, and the second survey, we're going to have to cut because it has to be done by today, the 28th.
Oh, crap.
Well, okay. That's a part two doesn't exist. But maybe you took the survey on museum audio labels because it would have been interesting.
Yeah.
If we had a podcast between like here and then we would have, just run up and play with your toys.
Museum of Science in Boston, they're actually doing a survey and it was really, really cool. And so anyway, that's out there.
Go play with your Legos.
That would have been what we ended that we would have ended this particular segment on, but instead we actually have something from a previous kicker at the end of the news. We've talked about Lego bricks before and stepping on them and how awesome they are to be like Braille. In fact, Lego is making Braille bricks. Well, they've gone a little step further. They've actually made some of the instructions and manuals available in Braille and audio format.
Yes. Now, these aren't for the Braille bricks. These are for regular sets. So the basic building set, there's a Lego movie set. There is a police drone copter one and then a art studio one. So there are instructions that are written out very detailed. You know, place this brick on the fifth rung of the second, you know, whatever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So very well written out. So a shout out to the people that were involved.
That's intimidating because there are some 6,000 brick sets out there.
They have not done them yet.
The Star Destroyer, the Sandcrawler. Some of the Star Wars sets are gigantic.
They have not done the 6,000 set. 6,000 brick ones yet, but maybe.
The second Millennium Falcon was huge. Very, very huge. The cool thing is that you can go to the Lego store if you have one in your area and get an idea about the heft and weight of these bricks. And you can see a lot of the sets are usually built and on display at the Lego store. And they, if you work with them, will probably let you go in and touch them as long as they can go back and replace anything that they may break when touching them. And I say that jokingly, but oh, it is so easy to do on some of these larger sets with these really delicate pieces.
Yep.
I actually have a Doctor Who box set of Lego where you can build the TARDIS actually over here on the corner.
Yeah, on the Lego thing, a shout out to Matthew Schifrin, who is blind himself and huge Lego fan and was probably one of the main spearheaders. Is that a word? Spearheaded.
We have been inventing words throughout this entire podcast.
That's what we do. Yeah, yeah. We'll have to. He has a TEDx podcast talk. Maybe I'll grab that later and we'll see where that goes. Or maybe I'll just listen to that while you're doing this interview. No, okay, I'll listen to the interview. Fine. So I went
Greg
to
go listen.
So one of the things that I did while I was gone was in New York. I went to a conference or a convening that Chancey Fleet helped organize called Beyond the Lens. And it really dives into some of the deeper dive issues with Aira, Be My Eyes, and other visual assistance services, such as who owns the data that is created that you might create while on a call with an agent or a volunteer? And what about the video recordings or other privacy concerns? What about the use of visual interpretation as an accommodation, or perhaps companies trying to replace that accommodation, or use it as one instead of actually fixing their websites. So many different things and really interesting. I just wanted to shout out and thank Chancey for putting that on. It was really well done. I think there'll be some more things that will come out of that. But of course, one of the things that we were talking about there, which changes the landscape a bit, was the new Aira offer for free 5-minute calls. So that's some of the latest news from Aira. Joe and Greg Stilson, he's been on a few times, talked about this and other things. As we continue, we got much more coming up with Blind Bargains Cast 189.
Hey everyone, back in the studio with Greg Stilson, who I didn't get to really talk to all that much in the convention land. So this is actually kind of nice to be able to pull you back in front of the microphones and talk about something you guys did mention at convention. So we can talk about free, and then we can talk about how people have reacted to the words free and Aira.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks guys for having me back on. This is great.
Now, you had that announcement happen at the conventions and everybody was clamoring for more news about what a free plan might entail. Can you give us a little bit of detail on how that's working out?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was Wednesday of this week. Yeah, Wednesday of this week that we launched free Aira, or Aira, the Aira service for free. And what that means is that anybody in our supported countries are able to use IRA for any task that they need. That when we're really pushing on, you know, these are for short tasks, right? So this is if any extra information would help you be more efficient, you can use IRA for short tasks to accomplish pretty much whatever you want to do. So that can range from anything related to, you know, in-home activities, you know, daily living stuff. I specifically, and Joe, I've known you for a long time, you know that my passion is in the navigation realm. This is really one of those awesome tools that you can keep in your toolbox for what I call that final frustrating 50 feet, right? So when GPS apps get you close, they put you in the middle of the parking lot and they're like, you've arrived at your destination. And you're like, sweet, where is it?
Exactly. The old McDonald's, where's the door philosophy that you would get
exactly, yeah,
in O&M. So you could get there, but you're not sure where the entrance is and you don't want to step into the car lane where everybody's coming out of the drive-thru. So.
And, many people possess the skills to do that and we've had the training and I encourage this is not a replacement for that training. It's once you have had the skill building pieces, and you've gone through the training, your O&M is decent, then you're able to use IRA to make yourself a little bit more efficient as well. So being able to call up an agent and they're immediately going to be able to pinpoint you on that map, say, okay, you're close to the Verizon store or the AT&T store or whatever you're looking for in the strip mall, because we all know strip malls are super fun to find things. And be able to just tell you, okay, so it's about 50 feet at your 11 o'clock or at your 1 o'clock or whatever. And at that point, you know, it's a 3-minute call, a 5-minute call, whatever, but you're able to do that for free and be able to just have that app and the account created right on your phone and be able to do it whenever you need to. So it's any calls.
Hotels, that's what I'm thinking of, right? So it's looking at a thermostat, looking to see which coffee is decaf and which one is not. I mean, the classic travel situation. But before you go a little further, some people have asked on the web, do they have to have an account?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you have to download the app and just punch in, very similar to the way that you do with Lyft and Uber, right? So you punch in your phone number, we send you a quick validation text to realize or to recognize that you're a real human. And then at that point, you will be able to make a call for free at that point. So the agent will ask you just a few questions about, you know, how you like directions provided. But one thing that I would say is really our IRA secret sauce is the training that we provide our agents. And we've really mastered that. What I would say is onboarding experience to make it really brief, but super accurate. So things like, as I mentioned before, do you like directions provided as the clock face? Do you like right, left? Are you a cane or a guide dog user? Some really basic questions to tailor your experience. And then once you do that, you're ready to go. And those experiential or those questions that you will answer will not count against your time on that first call. So when you first create that experience or first create that account, that first call experience does not count against your time that you're experiencing there. So the calls that you're working with here are 5-minute calls or less. And like I said, you can really do a lot in 5 minutes. I was actually joking with my wife, who also is blind, and I cannot remember a call that she's actually made to IRA that's lasted longer than like 3 minutes, because it's all like, hey, what's the expiration date of the milk here? Or I have a 3-year-old and I'll find out that, you know, she spilled something on her shirt or something like that. And rather than soaking the shirt in stain stick, we'll have an agent just quickly tell us, okay, it's in the upper left-hand corner or something like that. So really, yeah, really simple.
The Nest, I love our Nest, but I had to actually reboot it from the actual Nest. And you can't do that through software. You actually have to physically do it from the device. So those kinds of things, assigning a check, making sure that you're signing correctly. And even if you're using one of those bank apps, you still might need some assistance lining it up or making sure that you have signed in the right place. And if you are using family members, friends, or a significant other or who have you to be able to give you some of that information available, sometimes people will stack up tasks where now you don't have to. Now you can just do it super quick and simple and off you go.
Yeah, no, I love that example, because I was the type of person who would have a reader come in once a week and go through a giant stack of mail. And it was the part of my week that I hated, right? And so now, and it rarely ever takes 5 minutes, more than 5 minutes, but now I every day can go get the mail, and just like any sighted person can filter through it immediately with just having an agent quickly read, okay, that's the charter spectrum bill that you don't, or not bill, but the advertisement that the they're sending everybody. Yeah,
we're you know, upgrading in your neighborhood. Wouldn't you like to be a part of the triple play?
Exactly. Grade? Or the blatant special offer just for you.
Sure. Resident. You resident.
That's
best
the great
offer.
One. To Greg that. Stilson or resident of.
Correct. Not that we've updated our records or anything.
But
like
I think that really the focus here is that this is an additional tool that is in your kit. We all have apps on our phone. We all have tools. We all have assistive technology that we use for different things. For example, you know, I use Seeing AI. I've used Envision AI. I've used KNFB Reader. I use all of these different apps that are out there, and I use them for different strengths and different things that they succeed in, right? And the reality is that Aira can now, since it's free, be a tool for anybody right alongside any of these other apps that are there. And so for me, this is a huge accomplishment on our side, because really when I joined Aira a couple of years ago, we all had this vision that Aira could be a free option for anybody. And I'm super happy to say that today it's there, and it's something that, you know, I see as a fundamental tool that can really help you build your skill set to make you as efficiently or as efficient as you can possibly be.
Right. And it doesn't get in the way of the other promotions. So the airport program,
exactly,
or what's going on with the guys over at Intuit. I mean, all of those things are still in place. It doesn't supersede that.
Absolutely.
It's just another way for someone to kind of get a idea of what it is, because that's really, you know, if you don't go to a convention or if you don't know somebody already has the service, there's still a lot of questions about how does it work, or how simple and easy is it for me to use. And this actually levels that playing field and gives somebody the launching off point.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And when you think about it, even for, you know, this is a great opportunity for the people who've never used Aira or couldn't you know, didn't have the income to be able to support that. But for me, like, this is also a huge win for our explorers who have been with us for the years, you know, since we started, and really got us to where we are today, right? Like, your minutes now in your plan go so much further, because the first 5 minutes of every call is free for you. And so, I mean, this is an opportunity where now you can use Aira and not have to worry so much about counting minutes as much as you used to.
Well, the internet being the internet, people do have a tendency to ask really interesting questions that I might not come up with, but certainly they like to speculate. Since the announcement, Greg, what have been some of these interesting questions that you have gotten, and probably some misconceptions about this plan?
I love that you said the internet being the internet, because it goes in a number of different ways. I would say that the majority of the responses that we've seen has just been overwhelmingly positive. So many people excited to see how they can use Aira and how it can be something that fits into their life. And really, I think this is a great opportunity that it's a point to accomplish a very, you know, a short task and move on, right? Like, this is not a tool to be used to walk a mile or, you know, do these kind of things. Like, that's why we have the plans, and that's why we have those opportunities. So, you know, this is something that it's very clearly focused on short tasks. And at this point, you know, there's a lot of questions about abuse and how that's going to affect the service and any of that kind of stuff. And the reality is, obviously, we've taken all of those things into consideration, and we will be taking individualized action if abuse is happening. And when I say abuse, that means that you're obviously not using the promotion for what it's meant for, which is short tasks, right? And so if there is detection that we, you know, we see somebody abusing the service, it's not going to be a blanket solution that's done to everybody. We don't want to, you know, minimize or reduce the service that's provided to everybody, but it will be an individualized, you know, course of action that we take. And, you know, it's something that we take very, really seriously, because I think I don't want the few bad eggs or whatever you want to say to ruin everything for everybody else. And so, it's definitely something we take seriously. We are very aware of it. I know there's a lot of discussion on social media about that, but the reality is we do take that very seriously. the promotion is meant for short tasks, and you know, we'll take that on an individual basis.
I think a lot of people are looking at this in a really unique way, and you know, once again, the internet saying, you know, ha-ha, you know, like a life hacker kind of article or something. You know, you guys are very much in the ability to, you know, work with accounts, and, you know, that's how the Explorer program even came about. So I think there's a misunderstanding sometimes about how things are kind of, you know, looked at in general when you come to account building and the like. But I would say that there are probably things that are maybe people are freaking out about, you know, about in the community, and maybe that's causing some of these kinds of weird questions. Or I've seen people jump out and talk to other people and say, look, you know, don't ruin it for the rest of us, which, you know, is commendable. But I think it really does kind of hearken to the idea that there are multiple types of users, and, you know, somebody is definitely good at getting all the Monopoly pieces to make sure that they get all the trips to Disney World. There are people who are really good and I would say, you know, I don't want to say honorable, but we'll honor the promotion the way that it is done. And of course, you guys have been really good about clarifying that kind of stuff in terms of service is always terms of service.
Yeah. And I would reemphasize that, you know, in both cases, you know, and I'm really happy to say that I think a lot of the conversation on social media is built out of the fact that people are generally excited about this, right? And they don't want to see it go away, and they don't want to see something bad happen, because it's a free opportunity to use something that is really innovative and really can impact somebody's life in such a positive way that there's a lot of there's this concern that it's going to go away because of a couple bad people or a couple abusers or whatever you want to say, right? Like, and in this case, I just want to let everybody know that we are very well aware of that. We've built that into our design and our plan. And it's not something that we wanted to really focus on, because it takes away the focus of the fact that this is a huge opportunity for anybody, right? And we don't want to use scare tactics to push people away from using it. But there will be individualized action taken if somebody does try to ruin it for everybody else. And that's, you know, that's something that we do take seriously. So
sure. And it's like Netflix, you know, you can share your password, but Netflix does have the ability to kind of go, hey, you know, or we're going to limit it to this many devices. So it's not like it's not unheard of.
Right.
And it is, you know, a way that, you know, accounts can be managed and looked after. Same thing happens. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. My Xbox One, I have two Xbox Ones in the house. If I launch one Xbox One downstairs and I forgot that I left the one upstairs on, it will actually log me out of the one upstairs. Microsoft knows where I am and what I'm doing. So that kind of plays, you know, just to give people an idea of how things are done by Microsoft and how they can see that kind of thing. So,
man, Joe,
it's a matter of security as well.
I just lost a bet with myself. I said the under of 5 minutes of when we were going to start pulling up video game examples. So
there you go. And we haven't talked about Mortal Kombat 11.
We have not.
I know, we totally could. With a little bit of time left, is there anything else that you want to cover? Any other questions or comments that have been showing up?
Yeah, I think one of the more common questions was, what happens with my Horizon kit when I'm making the calls and things like that? Do I have to apply an offer? And the answer is no. It's really simple. The second that you make a call with Horizon, the first 5 minutes of that call are free. So if you are one of our subscribers that's using Horizon, then first 5 minutes are going to be free, and you'll use it just like you would your iOS or your Android app as well. So no special Chloe commands to activate the free calls.
Yeah. So just like if you were in an airport or at Walgreens or one of the other site places, it would work kind of like that, except you wouldn't get the announcement that you're in a
access
site. So yeah, that would be a little different, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a good point, right? Like, this is just one additional way that you can use Aira for free now anywhere. It doesn't matter whether you're in a location, whether you're in using, as you mentioned, the Intuit small business offer that we are so happy that people are taking advantage of. And Intuit is seeing the usage. We've had meetings with Intuit, and this is something that's they're really proud to sponsor. And so thanks to everybody who's using it and making their small businesses more efficient. You know, this is an awesome opportunity to really show these mainstream organizations, mainstream companies, that this is making a difference, right? So use of these type of promotions, use of the locations, and of course our partners Vispero as well. If your JAWS is not responding for whatever reason, like, that's another free opportunity for you to use Aira and use it for a longer period of time, right? So it's not just 5 minutes at that point. If you detect that you need to do a TeamViewer session for your small business, then use the Intuit small business offer and you can use it for an extended period of time.
Go into the Facebook list or the Aira lists. You will find many people who will be happy to give you tons of examples of how they use it. Or go back through our podcast. You'll hear how Chansey has used it in the past. And Ricky's talked about it as well. So there are lots of opportunities for you to get a hands-on feel for this and to get an idea of how this is going to work for you as a tool, like Greg was saying. And where can people learn more about the program? Is there a special page already up for the free plan?
There is. Yeah. If you go to aira.io/aira-is-free.
Ah, okay. So a lot of dashes.
You have to have the dashes in there.
But there'll be a link in the show notes as always. So just head over to this particular episode and you'll find a link there too if you can't find it. And don't forget to follow Aira on Twitter, because that's where a lot of the information comes as well. Greg, thanks for spending some time with us and to clarify some of this. I know people had questions, and this is a great opportunity for them to hear from you guys what's going on.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
This is the Blind Bargains Cast.
You know, before we went to the interview, you mentioned Chansey Fleet, and Chansey was on episode 4 of the Be My Eyes podcast, talking about some of those things and responsibilities and how the digital age is giving us all sorts of information and availability. That lady's doing all these other podcasts, man. She is on a roll.
Well, she asked me when she gets to come back on ours, so she likes us still as well. So
miss her. It's been a while since Anaheim. Anaheim.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things that happens, and this is where the tip comes in, one of the things that can happen with a lot of these updates, like the Windows May update, or some of the things that can happen with an app update, or even just security updates, can actually cause your computer to kind of reset things in a way that you are not aware. One of the most common, and I do mean common, tech support answers that we would give in the various places I have worked tech support or been working with trainers is to, well, try and troubleshoot something that somebody is having with the screen reader where they say, hey, look, it was working like this a minute ago, and now it's not. Oddly enough, it could be that your window isn't maximized. No, I'm not kidding. The maximization of your window. A lot of times the windows are kind of in their smaller form, and that it actually affects that the way the buffer on your screen reader can work depending on your screen reader. So let's do a little quick demonstration, Jay, of how we can make that a little easier for you. So if we go to our desktop and you just choose an icon that you like there. No icons?
Dropbox 13, Calcute 5 of 19.
Hey, Calcute. Dropbox will work.
Or
that?
No, Google Drive.
Google Drive, yeah, oh, good, yeah.
Here's
Go Calcute. Ahead and launch it. That way it takes up all the bandwidth while we're recording.
That's I picked Calcute because it's an app with a text editor in it, so it opens straight to a text editing window. So if it were very crunched and minimized, you would have not much on for a line. So that's actually what I should fix.
Okay, so since we got focus on that, let's hit Alt and Enter at the same time.
Calcute properties dialog, shortcut property page, Calcute target type, application target location, right. Calcute target, and Alt plus T, select Z, program files.
So we'll go past start in.
Start
we'll
in,
go past the shortcut key.
Hotkey field Alt plus F12, Alt plus K.
Which, of course, you could set there if you wanted to do an Alt control whatever for your thing.
Run combo box normal window collapse Alt plus R.
Hey, it's a bonus tip. Once when you get to run, you'll see a drop down window here that we can change.
Minimized, maximized. Minimized. Normal window.
I have three choices. I'm assuming you want me to choose maximized.
So let's go with maximized.
Ah, yep. There you go.
And once when we've chosen that, we can go down to OK and make that happen. So the next time.
OK button.
By the way, that's one of those little misnomers. You don't have to hit apply first, then OK. You can just hit OK here, and it will be just fine.
You can just hit OK.
There are no files in the queue, 1-1.
OK, there's no files in the queue. That's unrelated to this.
The next time that he launches this, he'll launch it in the maximized form. And this is super helpful for things like web browsers and the like, especially if you open multiple windows instead of tabs. If you're a window person, and I kind of am, if you open up multiple windows and you alt tab in between them, being able to have them maximized makes life a lot easier. Internet Explorer was the worst at this, in which you would launch a secondary window and it would be in its smaller form. So maximizing is good. And of course, if you're in a window and you're really not sure, you could always alt space and then hit X to maximize as well when you're in something like that, if you have access to the system window. But there you go. There's your tip. Maximize all your windows. Take it to the max.
Send your maximum tips to feedback@blindbargains.com, and then we'll send MBDA out of here and we'll go into...
It's your turn to sound off. Email feedback@blindbargains.com or tweet us at Blind Bargains.
What do we have? It's been a while on the emails and the Twitters and things.
I don't have much in the way of email. I do have a couple of tweets that came in just recently, right? Like Jesse Tregarthen saying, you convinced him to buy Tile.
Yes, I used Tile, the little tracker things. I've used I'm on a couple of recent trips, including my New York trip, and it really makes it much easier to find things, and especially luggage. You can also page your phone from your Tile. Go back into a recent episode, which I forget the number of, if you want to learn more about that. But if you looked at Tile's years ago,
I think I mentioned this. Search while he's talking. He can only search while I'm talking.
Oh yeah, I'm doing it right now. What are you talking about? you can't.
In fact, there's a pro tip Jesse gives. He says, don't put it in your wallet and then put your wallet in your back pocket, because it's surprisingly easy to press the button to ring your phone.
That would be a problem. Yeah, I could see that, because then you could kind of do both things. Looks like 181. Is that long ago?
No, not that long ago. Yeah, no, that's about right. Yeah, because we tied it into having something for convention.
Yeah, there you go. So that was a few episodes ago. The Tile Pro and some of the other newer ones have replaceable batteries. And to me, that was the big thing that pushed me over the edge to actually getting one of these, as opposed to the old ones that you had to keep sending in.
By a few episodes, we mean a couple of months since we've taken a long break.
So. 181, so that was actually several months ago. What else we got?
I don't remember anymore. Timer's relative. In fact, speaking of that, Kevin Reeves wrote in and wanted to know, had we posted the 2020 conventions yet? And so,
I've posted it, but it's in the queue.
Coverage for Has Not Begun? Yeah.
They're already all recorded.
Right. You were just waiting really for my show notes.
Interesting to try to do that and see how accurate it ends up being. We should try doing next year's convention wrap-up show now.
Just get that out of the way. Hey, Chance, you wanted to be on a show. I got it ready for
you. We're going to try it. We'll see what happens.
No. Oh, no. Hey, I got an interesting sound for you, and it leads us into the last word.
That
is the new THX spatial audio sound.
So you should be listening to that in stereo,
movie
right?
Theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I put the link here for Patrick. the idea is that there are more Dolby Atmos theaters and other formats out there that provide 3D immersive sound. So not just speakers in the front or on your left and right or behind you, but speakers in the ceiling to be able to provide overhead sounds, or they can actually do neat things with faders where they can actually do things in a circle. It's really, really weird.
Wow.
But THX had to update. So they came up with a 3D spatial audio sound, which is great for headphones right there. But that isn't my last word. I mean, sure, audio clips go here. We do that from time to time. And we talk about cats from time to time in this, you know, not that we look to do that, but it just sort of happens. But food really does occupy the last word. And several of you guys have been sending in some things.
So yours seems good until I got mine. So are you changing yours out now?
Put the orange Tang Oreos here. You know, there are Tang Oreos.
Okay.
In case you didn't know, right? No? We could have talked about more things that are not pumpkin spiced, you know, because there's a lot of those. Sour Patch Kids cereal. We could have mentioned that. But little did you know that Mr. JJ is a big fan of cheese balls.
Wait.
And I'm not kidding.
It's more than just cheese balls.
Uh-huh.
It's what's in the bottom of the can of cheese balls.
Uh-huh.
That's
the elusive dust. Yes, the stuff, that sweet, funky stuff. the cheese ball dust, if you will, for safety's sake, cheese ball dust, could actually be used as a topping or a seasoning. In fact, you could add it to anything, macaroni and cheese.
I could see that.
That dust on there.
Okay, I could see that. Burger, there are some certain dust things.
On there. Mm-hmm.
And you know,
salads, you know,
but it's not just cheese balls. There are a few snack foods that were the bottom of the box, like the sugary, salty Cheez-It crystals are the same way. I love, you know, a big handful of them. I'm one of those people that will always dig into the bottom and I will eat all the things that fell off the Cheez-Its.
That's okay. We learned something new every episode. Okay, yeah. So cheese ball dust, which actually Planters was giving away some of this to hardcore fans, so they could actually add it like salt to things, so you didn't have to make your own, like grab a bunch of cheese balls and pound them with a hammer. But were you the type of person that loved the crunchy bits from Long John Silver's?
Yeah, not as much as... Not as much as some things, no.
Okay.
Not so as much
like
as...
powdered sugar from like Hostess Donuts or something
Ooh.
Like that.
Ooh. Now, okay, see, that's more dessert-oriented. That's why I'm more interested in than chicken pieces. Now, I will definitely, like, you know, I will grab the extra pineapples out of the pizza box and the cheese that's stuck to the pizza box.
Right.
There's a point in the pizza box. That's how
I found that there were pepperoncinis inside Papa John's boxes for the very first time.
There's a point in a pizza box where you say, if you have a big chunk of pizza cheese that is stuck to the box, and you can pull it off, and a little bit of the box cardboard is stuck to the pizza cheese.
Yeah.
Will you still eat it with the cardboard? It's like, oh my gosh, there's so much cheese here. I got to have this. Because I
depends on the pie, and it depends how good it was. I might be. Yeah. That's one of my favorite Simpson quotes is Uncle Herb is a hobo and Bart asks him for advice. Discarded pizza boxes are excellent sources of cheese.
Hmm. Well, you can go, here's this, so this is NPR. You know, NPR is supposed to, you know, be reporting on serious journalistic events, but our friend Hi sent us this into us. At Atlanta Braves games now, you can get this. So this is the burger between two slices of Texas, the Atlanta Braves Blooper Burger. Yes. First of all, four cheeseburger patties. 12 inches of hot dog already. We're like,
sure.
And four chicken tenders.
Oh, well, of course.
Leafy green tomato, hot pepper. Wait, is that two things or one? I don't know.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Okay. Some leafy greens and a tomato and some hot pepper, or a leafy green tomato. Hot
tater tots, American cheese, nacho cheese, denial, anger, bargaining, depression. Oh, that's depression, acceptance.
Pretty much. Yeah. Man, how do you, I mean, it's like triple deckers. How do you unhinge your jaws and swallow that? I mean, do you keep the toothpicks in? How does that work? I don't understand.
That's just way too much. I'll put lots of things together, but I don't know how you would eat. I mean, we've read some things before from that one restaurant that Liam used to tweet from.
Right. Right. Or Buddy talking about the heart attack sandwich up there, the body bag.
They have the hot dog pizza up here in Detroit at, from Little Caesars, Comerica, the Coney Island pizza.
I felt guilty enough looking at the batter's helmet full of ice cream at Minnesota for the Twins, that's pushing it, but good grief. And the reason why it's called bloopers, because your tummy bloopers right over your belt. That's what that is. It's not just a baseball term for a hit. It is what happens if you eat those on a regular basis. Good night.
Well,
if you've got a favorite in your stadium of choice, let us know. Most stadiums usually do have Diamondbacks, usually have some crazy foods. And as we approach
minor league parks too, a lot of them have this even crazier things because they're just doing the most outlandish stuff to get you to go. But if you have anything like that, you can send it to us. Feedback at barnbargains.com. We gotta go. I got things to do.
Greg Stilson might actually know some stuff that's happening up in Wisconsin at Green Bay Stadium because that's Greg is. Thank you, Greg, for stopping by and talking about what's going on with the free plan at IRA. We look forward to hearing what's up in your neck of the woods as far as stadium foods go. We also want to thank Patrick Perdue for making us sound better than we actually are while Jay is still working on cheese balls there. You can find all these stories and more by heading over to Ranger Station on Twitter. That's right, twitter.com/Ranger Station, all one word. It is full of conversations about Disney and Marvel and occasional accessibility news. Okay, well, there's actually been a lot of accessibility news, and some of the stuff I've talked about with Domino's and the ADA actually came from my Twitter feed. So feel free to head on over and peruse those during the months-long absence
that of orange
this
dust.
Particular program.
Oh, okay.
Dust? All dust?
I mean, not all dust. I haven't got to the bottom yet.
Not all dust?
No, I'll wait till after the show. I'm not going to eat the whole can. You can't eat the whole can at once. Just gotta...
Ashes to ashes, cheese ball dust to dust. I like that. That's really good.
Exactly. Let us know what you want to hear this fall. As we do our fall lineup of shows, if there's someone that you think that we should be interviewing or a guest, let us know, because we're always looking for new things and ideas and topics and concepts and such. Eat feedback at blindbargains.com.
You don't want to talk about the Microsoft event on September 2nd or the Apple event rumored to happen on September 10th?
I mean, we might cover that Apple thing. We might cover the Microsoft thing. I'm sure.
We will definitely get some new Google hardware because that started to come out about new Google hardware.
But that will leave a Pixel Watch.
Google Home Refresh.
I'll buy a Pixel Watch.
We'll have things to talk about as well. Ricky's going to come on and talk about the Color Star. I'll talk about the keyboards that we were selling.
I'm glad you reminded me because it was pointed out to me by our friend Kai, who works with us, that I did incorrectly attribute the Color Star to Cobalt, which is not, it's a CareTech product that APH brought in. So I apologize for messing that up on the wrap up show. And thanks, Kai, for catching that one. So,
yeah. But I've got one of the keyboards that we purchased that we were selling in the booth. I've got some other stuff to talk about as well, a pluggable device and some other things. So we've got a lot of stuff outside of the normal hardware things to talk about, and that'll take us hopefully all the way up into Thanksgiving time. If you are a business and you'd like to be on our Black Friday show, please get in contact with us. Feedback at blindbargains.com. This is your opportunity to come on and talk about what you've got going on for the holidays. That episode usually runs right around Americans' Black Friday, Thanksgiving holiday. So if you want to come on board, contact us. We've had businesses come on and share the airwaves with us to talk about what's going on for Black Friday.
The other thing I wanted to mention about the fall is if you happen to be either attending or organizing an event that serves blind people, I'd say at least 75 to 100, depending on where it is, but a larger blindness event, please let us know that as well, because we try to attend some of these things as our time and schedule permits. We will have some soon to announce for the fall. I know we're going back to New York for the Culture and Community Fair on November, I believe that is the 6th. Of course, the Michigan NFB convention will be there.
When is Laugh for Sight? We tried to make that happen last year.
I almost looked it up. If it's right around that time, that'd be really cool. But that's going to do it, folks. Thank you so much for listening. We're back on a regular schedule now, so look for us every Friday-ish, Saturday, even when we try to get closer to Friday.
I like that idea. Ish is good. But hey, look, after 5 years, that's the longest break we've ever taken on this
podcast. No, and I'm glad.
That is
I'm glad we did it, and we, you know, kind of kept content coming throughout the summer. So hopefully you guys are all, you know, we try to at least feed out convention stuff, so there was something new on the feed every week or week-ish, and again with the ish. And but we appreciate everyone who helped us out with that. Lisa helping us out in Rochester, and of course all of you in Texas, and Patrick and everyone else. And hey, we're gonna get Shelly. Shelly's already saying we're gonna get her in Houston because NFB is right down there. So
it's gonna be a party city. It's gonna be so much fun. Oh my gosh, I'm looking so forward to it. Oh my god.
All right,
Astros. We're gonna go to Minute Maid Park, get some more cheese dust. Oh, it's gonna be good. Yeah, fantastic.
Okay.
All right. Have a good holiday weekend for those who are celebrating Labor Day. For the rest of you guys, look forward to Bank Holiday. Hey, good time. See you on episode
190.
190?
Yep.
Wow. 190. Bye.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.